All who believe are the true Israel. Through the rejection of heaven's purpose for her, Israel as a nation had lost her connection with God. But God was able to reunite with the true stock of Israel the branches that had been separated from the parent stock. If you have been cut from what is by nature a wild olive tree, and grafted, contrary to nature, into a cultivated olive tree, how much more will these natural branches be grafted back into their own olive tree? A hardening has come upon part of Israel, until the full number of Gentiles come in. And so all Israel will be saved. For the gifts and the call of God are irrevocable. Just as you were once disobedient to God but now have received mercy because of their disobedience, so they have now been disobedient in order that by the mercy shown to you they also may receive mercy. Oh, the depth of the riches and wisdom and knowledge of God! How unsearchable are His judgments and how inscrutable His ways, RSV. God is abundantly able to transform the hearts of Jew and Gentile alike. For the Lord will execute His sentence upon the earth with rigor and dispatch. RSV. When Jerusalem was destroyed and the temple laid in ruins, many Jews were sold as bondmen in heathen lands, scattered among the nations like wrecks on a desert shore. Maligned, persecuted, from century to century theirs has been a heritage of suffering. Notwithstanding the doom pronounced upon the nation, there have lived from age to age many noble, God-fearing Jewish men and women. God has comforted their hearts in affliction and has beheld with pity their terrible situation. Some who have sought Him for a right understanding of His word have learned to see in the lowly Nazarene the true Messiah. As their minds have grasped the significance of prophecies long obscured by tradition and misinterpretation, their hearts have been filled with gratitude to God for the unspeakable gift of Christ as a personal Savior.